This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thank you so much for listening. Hey, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, and Outkast were in the newest class voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. Canadians voted Monday on lawmakers and, in effect, the new prime minister. Liverpool won the Premier League again. And speaking of football, yeah, we had a weekend full of NFL draft drama over when Shedeur Sanders would get picked. And then took a prank call on a live stream before the Browns chose him. Katy Perry on a concert stage showing a need to learn how to dance. A lot going on other than all the sobering headline news stories. So let's get going.
My favorite stories of the day.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, police arrested the manager at a Sonic fast food spot last Sunday night, the 22nd, because a mom called 911 saying her 16-year-old daughter was at work at that Sonic, throwing up, maybe unconscious, and maybe overdosing. Well, KOTV News 6 in Tulsa filled in the blanks, reporting officers pulled up and found the mom was right and that the 16-year-old was sick from the marijuana edibles they say the manager admitted giving her. This grown manager later looked in her mugshot like she was at least over 30. That looked like a gray patch in the roots of her blonde hair. So, yeah, grown. And the cop who talked with News 6 described her as taking zero responsibility for anything. A quote from him after saying she told him she gave the edibles to the girl because she asked for it. And that's why cops charge her with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Now, service at some fast food spots may make one wonder if the workers back there are high, but one would likely not think the boss would be the dealer. Now, workers are messing up orders, putting extra mayo on the burger. Now, the customer said no mayo. Guard your grill, knuckle up, put them up, yo. Guard your grill, knuckle up. I ain't the type to give up. Guard your grill. Now, we all know by now the first rule of Fight Club, even those of us who have never seen the late 90s cult classics. Part of pop culture to know not to talk about Fight Club. But just like in the movie, somebody ran their mouth. And maybe as good they did, because KAIT, K8 News in Arkansas, is reporting the local school director and owner of the Delta Institute for the Developing Brain and its Engage program is accused of being the ringleader of a child fight club at the school. She was charged last Monday with child abuse after the Craighead County prosecutor in Arkansas says they saw a 30-minute video of three teachers letting their young kids fight, with the director egging them on, saying one of the teachers is even caught on video telling one of the kids to hit another between their legs, you know, in their privates. Now, the teachers were arrested and charged, too, and K8 News is reporting two of their attorneys were arguing investigators did not show any evidence of anyone physically hurt, so asking to change the permitting abuse of a minor charge. But the prosecutor responded to the two defense attorneys by saying, "I cannot believe we have to explain to men how painful it is to be hit in the private area." In the movie, Tyler Durden did jump out of his seat when they threatened to take his.
"You said if anyone ever interferes with Project Mayhem, even you, we gotta get his balls.
It's useless to fight. You really a powerful gesture, Mr. Durden.
Everybody!" In Melbourne, Florida, between Daytona Beach and Port St. Lucie, WKMG TV6 in Orlando is reporting police arrested a postal worker 2 weeks ago, Saturday the 12th, because they say officers were called about a mail truck driving in the opposite lanes while the driver was throwing out plastic cups. And then they say when they got there, they saw the postal worker was swerving and still driving in the opposite lane. And so they stopped the mail truck, walked up. Say she showed every confused and disoriented sign of being under the influence of something. Yeah, TV6 is reporting the postal worker confirmed that by telling cops she was delivering mail to a home on the job when they invited her inside to join a party they were having and had two shots of vodka before heading back out to her mail route. The 33-year-old postal worker was taken to jail, booked on a DUI charge. No word if she was fired from the United States Postal Service, but hey, at least she was friendly. Cannot always say that about postal workers. Before the break, promo for the Jams podcast, Jams with a Z.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
And now for the world around us.
The Irish Independent newspaper ran a story this past Wednesday on the Wicklow man who went to a bachelor party in the Cork City suburb earlier this month and had so much fun he forgot where he parked his car, and for 3 weeks he could not remember. Dude, where's my car? Another story with another movie reference. Well, in this case, the Independent is reporting this dude talked to police, went to the impound yard, and went back to the neighborhood every week to look for his car, counting 59 estates he and a buddy drove around searching one weekend. Even called into a local radio show to talk about it and describe the car, a Skoda, Czech automaker. And within minutes, a listener called in to say she saw his Skoda parked on a road, told him where it was, and 19 days later, he found his car, thanks to the power of radio. But then there's the British guy who just paid over $26,000 to replace his stolen car, a 2016 sporty-looking Honda Civic Type R that someone broke into and took one late night in late February. Well, the 36-year-old from Solihull, England, wrote in an Instagram social media post last week that he wanted to find the same kind of car, loved his old one, and to make a long story short, he did. Says he accidentally ended up buying his own car back. Says the license plates and VIN number were different, so he didn't think much about it until he got home and opened the trunk and saw things he had in his old trunk, like Christmas tree pines and a locking wheel nut in a sandwich bag. So checked the car's GPS and found it had already been to his house, his parents' house, and his partner's parents' house. So, yep, over $26,000 to get his old car back. Says he took it to a Honda mechanic, and they confirmed the VIN number was fake and that it was his. I love Guinness World Records. The beer, too, but should be obvious since I run so many stories on them. They say so much about us humans. In Cyprus, a man named Dinos Kantis did a traditional dance of the glasses routine at an Easter Tuesday event last week. And during this traditional dance, people kept stacking trays of glasses on Kantis' head while he was grooving on the dance floor. And by the time they finished, or at least had him give up trying to add more, trays holding 468 glasses were on this guy's head while he danced, which would be a new record that someone actually set before him. Yeah, another guy from Cyprus is in the Guinness Book for balancing 319 glasses on his head 2 years ago. So UPI is reporting the record keepers are looking at the video and checking other evidence of this latest feat to see if Dinos Kantis will be the new champion dancer with trays full of glasses stacked on his head. Record or not, that man does neck exercises a lot. Back in...
Oh my God, baby, thanks.
If you want to tone those muscles up for the beach or poolside, have I got the goods for you.
I was just going to buy a workout kit.
The workout kit. Two durable, super strong bands guaranteed not to break.
Wait, is this it?
Two bars also guaranteed not to break, which connect to the bars for maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And two all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts. Or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket, and two rubber bands, and two sticks.
The workout kit, portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
Uh-uh, I know this is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit, 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
What's up with what's going down, though?
I used to love Woody Woodpecker when I was a kid.
Now, that was a cartoon, right? But in real life, as folks in Rockport, Massachusetts know full well, woodpeckers do not laugh like that, and they are no joke. Now, this one woody woodpecker that folks there know of has been pecking at car windows over the last month or so with that jackhammer-like beak, damaging at least 25 vehicles. UPI is reporting one guy said it cracked his passenger side window while he was sitting in his pickup truck. So Rockport residents have been spreading sweaters, tarp, and whatever they have over their car windows. Now, zoologists and biologists blame mating season for the bird's aggressiveness. They also say the window pecking is likely from the woodpecker seeing its own reflection and confusing its own reflection for another that they would see as a mating rival. So this woodpecker is just protecting its pecker's interests, sorry. But local windows are paying the price.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Hurry up. Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here. Buy that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 29th. Singer-songwriter Foxes. Her mom named her Louisa Allen, but goes by Foxes, and the Grammy winner is 36. Mary Mary. Singer Erica Campbell's 53. Actor Uma Thurman, 55. Rapper, actor, basketball player, and No Limit label exec Master P. Percy Miller, also 55. Wilson Phillips, singer Carney Wilson's 57. Actor Michelle Pfeiffer is 67. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis is 68 now. I read in Orange is the New Black and Captain Janeway in Star Trek Voyager. Actor Kate Mulgrew is 70. And comedian and actor Jerry Seinfeld, 71. And on Wednesday, rapper Travis Scott will turn 34 and turn those numbers around since actor Kirsten Dunst will be 43.
I don't mean to bother you, but your sex appeal is remarkable.
And so will G-G-G unit rapper Lloyd Banks, 43. Leonard and the Big Bang Theory actor John Galecki will hit the big 5-0. Look back and watch me smack that. Singer, rapper, record producer, and philanthropist, Akon, has a project to set up electricity for 15 African countries. Akon will be 52. Snap, the 90s rapper and beatboxer Turbo B, 58. Actor, director Paul Gross, 66.
I wouldn't be me without you.
And just came out with a new album Friday. Singer and weed smoker Willie Nelson will be 92. Then on Thursday, May 1st, Fox News co-host, former co-host of The View, Abby Huntsman will be 39. Christian Grey in 50 Shades movies, actor Jamie Dornan, 43. Eddie Winslow in Family Matters, actor Darius McCrary will turn 49. And look at that, 2 days after her older sister, Mary Mary singer Tina Campbell, 51. Her name is Tina, her sister's is Erica, but the group is Mary Mary, go figure. Actor Julie Benz, 53 Thursday. Movie director Wes Anderson, 56.
I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget something like that.
Singer Tim McGraw, 58.
Because a woman needs a love just like you.
Singer-songwriter Ray Parker Jr., 71. Singer Rita Coolidge is turning 80 Thursday, and
I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
I really don't know clouds either. Singer-songwriter Judy Collins will be 86. Her version of Send in the Clowns was so good it went pop back in the 70s. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. It's a joy bringing joy. And please help bring others along too. Let them know about this little 15-minute show full of fun. Also, please, let me know what you think of the show. I love feedback, good or bad. I can take it. I'm a journalist after all, so used to complaints about the media. L-E-V-O-N, Levon at realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. Levon as in the old Elton John song. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. Back at it on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.